The Architects by Jim Poyser and Neil Griffiths. Multifaith.
Morning, Matt.
Good morrow, sirrah.
Are you all right?
I hear tell of a new commission, sirrah.
I'm not, sirrah. I'm Sir Lucian. Why are you talking like this?
I went to the Globe Theatre last night.
Ah, the bird. Hamlet. Othello. Titus Andronicus.
I think you'll find it's Titus Andronicus.
Not the performance I saw. I've never seen such clenched buttocks on an actor. Prancing around like a bloody shower, the lot of them.
Well, it was Henry IV Part 2 last night. Pretty good for a sequel. Do you know, I think Falstaff and Hal's relationship is a bit like ours.
How do you mean?
You know, I'm the thrusting young brilliant protégé and you are
the... big fat whoring drunkard? And you're going to take over the firm and spurn me?
Yes. No, I mean... Hey, you know, isn't the Globe a lovely theatre? Yeah, such great acoustics and such an intimate theatrical experience.
I hate that place. It's just so old-fashioned.
Isn't that the whole point?
Did you know I pitched for it? And they didn't even get back to me. I had some wonderful designs.
What do you mean, designs? I mean, the whole idea was just to recreate Shakespeare's original globe.
His wasn't even spherical.
You designed an actual globe?
I spent a long time working on that brief. And they went for that wattle and daub monstrosity.
I like wattle. And daub.
Why would you want to use daub when you could use high tensile concrete? You're so reactionary, Matt.
Talking of reactionary, I've just met a non-racist cab driver.
Really?
Yep, told me so himself. I'm not racist, but...
What? But actually I am.
Yeah, he wasn't racist, but there's too many new mosques being built. Proper Cockney he was. Where are all the new churches?
You know, I've always dreamt of building a great big church. Ever since I first saw Brunelleschi's Duomo.
Oh, not churches. I hate pews, I hate vicars, I hate stained glass windows, I hate sermons. Did I say pews?
Yes, all right, Tim, I think we get it.
A church? That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's my idea.
No, it's the Welsh taxi driver's idea.
He wasn't Welsh. He's a Cockney. Gordon Bennett, I couldn't believe me mince pies.
I've got it. My globe idea could be brilliantly reimagined.
Rehashed.
Reimagined. How about this? A multi-faith centre. A melting pot for anyone who wants to come and reflect on their inner lives.
Like your club.
Yes, but without the need to get absolutely plastered on gin. A positive statement about shared worship in the shape of a globe. Oh, yes, yes, it's brilliant. But where? All I need is two idle, shiftless fellows to go out onto the streets and find a location.
What are you looking at us for?
Come in. Take a seat, Justin. It is Justin, right?
Yes, Justin, yes.
I'm Sarah. So, how might our firm help you?
I need someone to remodel my new house.
Great. What kind of house is it?
A big one.
When was it built?
Same time as the others around it, I think.
And when was that?
I don't know.
Are you sure you don't have any idea what you're after?
No.
No ideas at all?
No.
You look quite artistic, you know, the way you're dressed.
I know, but I'm not. This is how all my friends dress.
I see, right. So you want us to make all the decisions?
Yes.
Can I ask, what do you do for a living?
I work in advertising.
This is your fault for traipsing about out here.
How's it my fault? Who said they dreamed of building a great big church?
Well, it's Sir Lucian's dream now. He stole it from me.
And he would have thought about his globe idea if you hadn't been blathering on about going to the theatre.
But I love the theatre. You know, buying the programme, the velvety seats, pre-ordering the interval drinks.
I did a bit of acting at school, you know. I played Romeo.
Ah, the great lover?
No, not him. There's also a character called Romeo in Pericles, Prince of Tyre. He runs a small shop, has one line. Would you like to buy some cushions?
No, I would not. Thank you.
Look, how about over there?
Oh, that's a shame. That's a nice space for a church. We could have built a lovely new church there, if it hadn't been for that old church.
What is it, really, about all these religions? It's not as though God exists.
How come you're so sure?
I watched a programme about it. Richard Dawkins was on. He said God definitely doesn't exist.
Yeah, but how about this? What if Richard Dawkins doesn't exist?
I saw him on TV.
Exactly, on TV, where there are lots of fictitious people played by actors.
So who plays Richard Dawkins?
An actor.
Who happens to look exactly the same as Richard Dawkins?
Tim, there is no Richard Dawkins.
Wow. Does that mean there is a god?
Sir Lucian?
Yes, Hayley?
I need to leave an hour early today.
Why are you telling me this?
Well, I thought I ought to.
You haven't thought it through, have you, Hayley? I leave at least an hour early every night, so how would I ever have noticed?
So it's all right then?
As long as you don't make a habit of it.
Well, actually, I need to leave an hour early every day.
Isn't that a habit? What are you doing?
I'm going into, what was the doctor called it? Intensive psychoanalysis.
What on earth are you doing that for? I never really thought you would. Well, what's the word?
Mentally ill?
Oh.
Well, part of it, you see, is that I really fancy the doctor.
Ah, I see. That rather puts me in a double bind. If I give you permission, I'm colluding in your plan. But if I don't, then I'm keeping you away from a potential cure. I'll have to think about it, Hayley. Now, how long is it till home time?
Wow. It's massive.
Yeah, I got a huge bonus.
What for?
You know that advert with the singing seal who applauds himself at the end?
Yes. Really counterintuitive for a famine relief ad. Was that yours?
I got the credit for it.
Oh, wasn't your idea?
I never have any ideas. When I started, they sat me at a desk and I found all these ideas in a drawer. Whenever a client needs a new campaign, I just send a few of them over.
So, what's your job, actually?
Head of Creative Development. So what are you going to do with my house?
Oh, I need to get to know you better.
That's a good idea.
Or maybe I don't.
That's a good idea as well.
Hayley.
Yes?
I've given it some thought. I can't allow you to stalk this doctor chap. On the other hand, I can't prevent you from having access to a cure.
Mm-hmm.
So I've booked you in with my own psychoanalyst, Dr. Weglinden. He's a Jungian.
He specialises in young people?
No. He analyses your dreams.
How does he know what I've been dreaming?
You tell him.
Well, that's not very clever. Anyone could do that. Is he handsome?
Distinguished.
Is he clever?
Brilliant.
Does he like to sleep with his patients?
Well, he's not tried any funny business with me, that's for certain.
Mm.
Although, who knows what goes on during those hypnotic regressions? Come to think of it, there was that time I had a long hallucination about being the chief taster at the Viennese Bratwurstiad and awoke to find Dr. Weglinden standing beside me with a smile on his face. Anyway, all that's beside the point. He has a 100% record of success.
Has he cured anyone famous?
He believes fame is a pathological illness, so ipso facto, if you're famous, you haven't been cured.
So anyone who was once famous and now isn't might have been cured by him? Wow, that's loads of people. He must really be a genius.
Go back to the office yet?
Yeah, we haven't found anywhere.
I didn't even think you wanted to do this.
Look, obviously I'd rather build my own vision of a church, but if we have to build Seleucians, it's better than nothing.
Why make work for ourselves? We're having to walk, we're having to think, look at things, point at things. Let's go back to the office. Yeah,
what's so good about the office?
I just like it. It's quiet. There's nothing much to do.
Surely, as an architect, there is nothing more inspiring than being on the streets, surrounded by great buildings from history.
Not in the company of Mr. Poncypants. Oh, ever since I saw Berlusconi's Duomo.
It's Brunelleschi.
Yeah, smart ass.
Why don't we try and get along, Tim?
Or just throw this one out there. Why don't we not try?
How about over there, between the Starbucks and... Is that another Starbucks?
Yeah.
So, what's that empty piece of land between the two Starbucks is? Is it two Starbucks or two Starbuckses?
Don't ask me. You'll want me to tell you the difference between a grande and a venti in a minute.
Let's take a closer look.
Ah, look, there's a notice of plan development.
Permission has been given for a new Starbucks. Thank God for that. I thought for a moment it was going to be another Starbucks.
No, it is another Starbucks.
Wow, three Starbucks all in a row.
Shouldn't that be three Starbuckses?
Look at us, riffing off each other, getting along, like neighbours who've learned to love each other.
Yes, Matt, we're just like Harold and Madge.
Ah, the Wanderer's return. Have you found the right space for my multi-faith centre in the shape of a globe?
We've found a space, Seleucian.
It's perfect, although it does currently have permission for a new commercial premises.
Don't tell me. a Starbucks.
You guessed it.
How do you propose we get them to back out?
Well, I read in the press recently that they had to stop building a new Starbucks in Colorado because it was on the site of a Native American burial ground.
You think there's many Native Americans buried in Hoban?
It's a long shot, I admit it.
Yes, yes. I don't think Chief Sitting Bull quite made it over here.
Okay. So how about we say there's a Native English burial ground?
Doesn't have the same ring to it somehow.
No. Alternatively, I could call the City of London Planning Department and tell them Seleucian wants to build a multi-faith centre in the shape of a globe.
Oh, creep. Yeah, tell them all about Bertolucci's Duomo while you're at it.
Brunelleschi.
I've got a little job for you, Tim.
What's that, sir?
As you're no use in any practical way, I want you to sit at your desk and pray that your good friend Matt here gets permission.
Can I play Plants vs. Zombies?
No, you can get your mind into something holy. Have a look at some religious imagery.
What, like nuns?
Or maybe you can research Brunelleschi's Duomo. Hello, planning? Yes, who do I speak to about a plot of land in Holborn that's just been leased?
Just a stab in the dark, but you could try the people it's been leased to.
But my boss thinks, that is, Seleucian thinks...
Oh,
that,
you're a thoughtful bunch. Look,
he thinks it should be a multi-faith centre.
Oh, does he now?
Yeah, who do I talk to about that?
God? Allah? L. Ron Hubbard?
Yeah, look, back to this plot of land. There is a coffee shop to the left and a coffee shop to the right.
Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Yes, you're not taking this seriously. There will be three Starbucks in a row.
What's your multi-faith centre going to offer that three coffee shops in a row isn't going to offer?
An aura of holiness.
Well, not exactly a caramel macchiato, is it?
No. What we're promising is something that will nourish your inner life, you know, help you understand your fellow man, give you space to reflect on matters not of this world.
Will it be a drive-through?
If you're happy, we can get on with the works. We'll never get permission to change the exterior because it's a conservation area, so it's an internal remodelling job. Well, we can start clearing out today, if you want.
What are you going to do?
I want your house to be something that represents you, is symbolic of the real you, what's inside, deep inside.
That sounds amazing. So that's your idea?
Yes.
That sounds fantastic. I can't quite picture it, but I'm sure it will be really creative. It sounds really creative.
Ooh. I see you've got a Banksy. And a Damien Hirst.
My friends like them.
Do you?
I don't know, really. I think I prefer paintings of flowers. Or animals.
Well, Hirst does animals. Well, when I say he does them, he generally cuts them in half and sticks them in formaldehyde.
Oh. I like a painting of a kitten playing with a ball of wool. But I don't think the other people at the Egg Engine would like it.
Is that the name of your agency?
Yes.
The Egg Engine?
Yes, I didn't think of it.
Obviously. Is it important to you that your friends approve?
Isn't what other people think the only important thing in life? And isn't what people think of you defined by what you buy? And isn't what you buy dictated by advertising? And I'm in advertising, so I'm, like, really important.
Is that what you think?
Everyone who works in advertising thinks that. But we're told to keep it a secret.
You just told me.
You seem nice.
Don't you meet many nice people?
I'm really not sure I do. Will you be my friend?
Justin, you're breaking my heart. Seleucian, remember the good old days when we liked to get our hands dirty on a project?
You're not suggesting a bit of demolition, are you? I may be a knight of the realm, but I'm still a brutalist at heart.
We could all go. You know, spot of team bonding. It's a big house.
Sarah, do you really think we should? You know what happened last time?
I've got the right address this time.
Oh, that was embarrassing. Although the Archbishop was very understanding.
Yes, those Lady Gaga tickets really helped. Mm.
And what about when we went down to Sir Elton's place? Sledgehammers in hand.
Yes. Oh, yes. Do you remember when we were about to smash in his fireplace? What was it he said?
Don't go breaking my heart.
And then we all ended up round at Peter Gabriel's place on Elton's recommendation.
Yes, we were standing there with our sledgehammers and Peter Gabriel said, that gives me an idea for a song.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. What song was it?
Yes, what song was it Peter Gabriel wrote after seeing us with a massive sledgehammer?
It's on the tip of my tongue. No, it's gone.
Sledgehammer! Hello?
Yes, how may I help?
I don't have an appointment, but I'd like a quick word with the head of corporate development, please.
What do you want, sir?
Well, I want to talk him out of a third coffee shop in a row in Holborn.
Fat chance. Anyway, he's in a meeting.
Can I wait?
Mr. Pequod might be some time.
But I can wait.
Of course.
Thanks. Hang on. Did you say his name was Pequod?
Mr. Pequod, yes.
Really? As in the name of the ship where Starbuck, you know, from Moby Dick.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Pequod, the boat in Moby Dick. Look, Starbuck is the name of the first mate. It's where the name of this company came from, you know, Moby Dick.
Will you stop saying the word Dick, please, sir?
I'm sorry. But do you mind if I wait?
Would you like a tea?
No, but I would love a coffee.
We don't really drink coffee. There's a vending machine just down the hall.
A machine?
Well, we used to have our own barista, but no one ever did any work. They just sat around drinking coffee and playing on their laptops.
I don't really like coffee out of a machine, so...
Well, I was going to pop out anyway. I suppose I could get you one. As long as you don't start going on about your mouldy dick again.
It's Moby. Not mouldy. Moby.
So what do you want?
I'll have a venti, please, with cream and cinnamon.
Want a bit of exercise, Tim?
I'm not allowed to move. Solution told me I have to stay here and not look at nuns.
Well, that shouldn't be too difficult, should it?
What's the sledgehammer for?
New client who wants us to remodel his house.
Oh, please ask Solution to let me take part. I love smashing things up. If I'm honest, more than building stuff.
Who doesn't?
Matt. He really loves designing and building stuff.
Matt is an anomaly. The only time I met Sir Norman Foster, he said, "What's that pile of crap over there? Knock it down."
What was it?
One of his own buildings. But he didn't care. He said, "Pass me my sledgehammer."
Where were you?
At a party.
What was he doing with a sledgehammer at a party?
He always carries one. He is a right hard bastard.
Any news of Mr. Pequod?
I'll just phone his PA. Hi. Is Mr. Pequod available? Okay, great. Brilliant. Is he... Brilliant. Great.
Well?
No, he's not available.
Hey, it was a good joke.
I like jokes.
Okay, what was the first line of...
What's the matter?
I have to say the D word again.
You were going to tell me a dirty joke.
No, not at all. It's a very literary joke, actually.
That's what they all say.
But I need to mention the book Moby D word.
I really don't want you to say it. Could you say a nicer word instead?
Like what?
I don't know. Duck?
Herman Melville's Moby Duck. It's just ridiculous. Look, it's just the title of a book. It's not rude.
Oh, go on then.
Okay. So, I say, what's the first line of Moby Dick? And then you say, call me Ishmael. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
So, what's the first line of Moby Dick?
Call me Ishmael.
Okay, Ishmael. What's the first line of Moby Dick?
It's call me Ishmael. You already said.
No, but I called you Ishmael.
Did you? Why did you do that? My name's Dawn.
It doesn't matter.
It's not very funny.
No, but it is, honestly, it is. It's very funny. I told it at my book club, they were falling about.
Would you like another cup of coffee?
Yes, please. Venti, cream, vanilla syrup.
Sir Lucian, should we invite Hayley to the demolition?
Why ever not?
I don't know. Do you think she might be dangerous?
We'll find out.
That's quite high risk.
Anything else is discrimination.
I have to say, I'm impressed by your ethical stance on this.
I'm all about having a modern and inclusive stance on disabilities. Even if it ends up with her totally spazzing out.
Can you check Mr. Pequod for me? I have to see him. It's urgent. It's really urgent. Is that clear? Urgent. Busy.
I think you might be suffering a caffeine rush.
Oh, nonsense. I've only had 3 cups.
Ventis? That's 3 pints.
I've drunk 3 pints of coffee in an hour.
It's a lot.
A lot? It's a sponsored caffeine drinking competition. Now, please check if Mr. Pequod is free yet.
There's no one there.
What?
He must have gone home when I was out getting you coffee.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, well, I need to catch him. Which way do you go? Where do you go? I'll catch him. I'll run him down like the great white whale himself.
You don't even know what he looks like!
Hayley, have you seen Matt?
No.
Ah, Tim, have you seen Matt?
No, he went out to fight the good fight.
Oh, no, you haven't had a Damascene moment, have you?
Well, it was very odd. I was having a break from Plants vs. Zombies and I'd suddenly felt the hand of God ruffling my hair and I heard a voice saying, I am the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and Omega.
That was Sir Lucian.
Thought the voice sounded familiar. Smacked me a couple of times as well, which I thought was a bit weird for God.
Look, we're meeting at Justin's place at 7, okay?
What are we going to do?
We are going to demolish the interior with hammers.
And you're inviting me?
Is there something you need to tell us, Hayley?
No, why?
Because you said, and you're inviting me.
Oh, I see. And you're worried because I'm currently seeing a psychotherapist.
I didn't even know that, but we all do now. You're not violent, are you?
Hardly ever.
Matt, my multi-faith centre. Have you got something positive to report back? You're looking a little jumpy.
Oh, coffee. Coffee everywhere.
Ne'er a drop to drink?
Well, the good news is I took a straw poll of passers-by and no one wanted a Starbucks.
You should lobby the City of London.
But the bad news, they didn't want a multi-faith centre in the shape of a globe either.
Well, what shape do they want it in?
They don't want it at all.
What do they want?
TK Maxx?
The 70s glam rock band?
No, it's a chain store that has designer brands at very low prices.
Are you sure people aren't more worried about their spiritual health?
Not when you can buy a Ralph Lauren shirt for $9.99.
For $9.99, you say? What's this shop called again?
Oh, come on, sir. Don't cave quite so easily.
You fancy dams. With your selvedged jeans and your distressed shoes and your jackets with the stitching all on the outside. It's easy for you. But me? Where do I go for my blousy pink shirts and my ill-fitting jeans?
You have a point. But, sir, wouldn't you want to be known for creating a building in the centre of the city that spoke to the souls of everyone that passed? That offered refuge and quiet for those needing it as they move through this great churning megalopolis?
Isn't that what the Garrick's for?
We're not all a member of the Garrick, sir.
I should hope not, otherwise it wouldn't be a refuge from the megalop thing. What is that, anyway?
It's what London's turning into.
It's not going to be a city anymore?
No.
Oh. Well, I suppose it's all our fault. The architects can't stop building, can't stop imposing ourselves on the landscape. Build, build, build! Can't someone just stop us? Put a stop to our mad egos always insisting on higher, wider, weirder. If I'm honest, even this idea was never really about a multi-faith centre, but immortalising my own name. How vain. How stupendously vain. I'm an empty man, Matt. Hollow. Empty and hollow. Really, I should go and work in advertising.
Hey, fellas, don't forget, it's hammer time. You can't touch this.
You can't touch this.
Come on, Sarah, knock.
All right, but he won't be in, and I have a key. Are you all right, Tim? You're looking blank.
It's all that not staring at nuns I did earlier. I think I'm hallucinating now. I just saw a bunch of nuns over there.
That's a convent, Tim.
Wow, bet there's lots of nuns in there.
So, this advertising bloke, does he know what we're planning?
Well, we're just going to make a start, smash up one room.
Oh, is this the bloke who did the advert with a seal clapping itself?
I do like that one.
I laugh and laugh.
That's just it. He didn't create that. He found it in a drawer. He says there's a drawer with loads of ideas in, then he just opens it up and picks something out.
That's pretty much Tim's system.
Very funny, Hayley.
No, I'm being serious.
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, what are you doing in? It's only 7 p.m. You're supposed to be in Soho, hanging out at a private members' club.
It's Emmerdale Corrie and EastEnders. I like those shows. They're very ironic, apparently. Why do you all have sledgehammers?
Bonding, Justin. It's how we begin every job. We come in and make the first few holes ourselves. Brings us closer to the project.
This is all very quick. I only came to see you this morning.
But we had a connection, I thought. We understand each other.
That's true.
And you do want to get a move on.
But I don't really understand what you're going to do.
I think, Justin, she wants to introduce a little spontaneity.
Yeah, we never know what we're going to do next.
Oh, well, come in then.
Okay, Justin, I'll be candid. When I look at you, when I think of what kind of space would represent you, I think of open plan.
I like open plan.
Open plan is good.
A bit tired.
Bloody right. What's wrong with cosy?
And then I begin to think, big space, you know, a void.
Sounds very modern.
A void is good, very radical.
And then I thought, you know, why don't we create the emptiest space possible? A vacuum.
A vacuum doesn't have anything in it.
It's genius.
You won't even need a vacuum cleaner.
I say, Tim, that's very good.
Let's get this straight. The space that would represent me best is a vacuum.
Yes?
What do you think my friends would say?
Oh, they'd love it. They'd all want it. It will be a space so empty that all it will contain is the idea of space.
That's very clever. But what about the picture you promised? The kitten playing with the ball of wool?
There is nothing inside a vacuum.
Won't I suffocate?
Good point, Justin. Sarah, the poor boy's allowed air. But
it's a compromise, Justin. How do you feel about compromising your creative integrity?
I pretend I care, although really I don't, but in this case I'd like to be able to breathe.
Oh, OK, if we compromise on air, that's it.
And the kitten picture.
Just give him the kitten picture.
Yes, just let the poor boy have his kitten picture.
No! I've compromised on the vacuum. We're now moving away from a void. Any minute now, it'll just be the same as every other house in Notting Hill.
What I'd actually like is, you know, is space and light. Open plan. Stripped floorboards, minimalist furniture, nothing hung on the walls, just leaning against, you know?
Hayley! What are you doing? Oh, what a cliche.
You were all thinking it, and you all wanted to do it. All those who wanted to clonk Justin, say aye.
Aye.
Yes. Yeah. I was asking for it. Oh, God,
come on, Justin, I hardly touched you.
I quite liked it. It felt real.
Give that man a hammer.
Yes, please.
Right, let's get to work.
In The Architects by Jim Poyser and Neil Griffiths, Matt was played by Dominic Coleman, Sarah by Ingrid Oliver, Sir Lucian by Geoffrey Whitehead, Tim by Alex Carter, and Hayley by Ashling B. Justin was Ben Crow, Dawn, Susie Riddell, and the planning officer, Carolyn Pickles. The director was Toby Swift.